Ladies and gentlemen, we are
yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio. Brought to you, as ever, by the AMP Radio Network. We are here this evening, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you the Battle of England. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Friday night, coming at us live and direct. Oh, is it Saturday? I apologize. I thought it was Friday. Yeah, it's Friday, May the 25th. Because Saturday is my birthday, so I know it's Friday, May 25th, 2018, at the SSE Arena in London, England. Bellator 200 coming at us live and direct. And 2 days later, ladies and gentlemen, you are getting spoiled if you are in England and you can make it back down to Liverpool from England. UFC Fight Night Thompson versus Till, also known as UFC Fight Night 130. Will be held on, as I mentioned, the day after my birthday, Sunday, May 27th, 2018, at the Echo Arena for the first time in Liverpool, England. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. Here we go. This is going to be a different show because there are a lot of news coming out, and we need to discuss that. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to cover the main events of both the Bellator 200 card, which, of course, as we know, was expected to be headlined by Mirko Krokop versus Roy Nelson. Of course, they previously fought at UFC 137, and, of course, Krokop had to pull out due to injury. His leg is messed up, ladies and gentlemen. He pulled a whole bunch of stuff, messed it up. He says he's going to be back for the end of this tournament, though. You get on the good non-on-it supplements and get back, no worries. So, what we're going to do, as I mentioned, main events for both events, and then Spotlight Fight of the Night, everyone's favorite segment, Spotlight Fight of the Night for the UFC Fight Night 130 event. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close this show down, and then we're going to do a bonus content episode, and DJ Tony promises me bonus content will get out. It will not get lost on the cutting room floor. Oh, and by the way, DJ Tony found that bonus content. Maybe that'll come to you a little bit later, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and bring in the host of the show, the birthday girl herself, the life of the party down there in the beaches of North Carolina. You know where you love her. Pam from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. How's everyone today? Man, it's been crazy rainy here. I haven't even had a chance to go to the beach yet.
What?
No, it's every time. You know what? I was going to get up this morning, and I was going to have some Zen time at the beach before I went to work. But I'll leave the house by 8:30, be out there a couple of hours. Man, it was pouring buckets here, so I didn't get to go.
Oh, that's terrible. It's raining there again, eh?
Oh my God.
You know what? You keep it because I want nice weather here for my birthday.
What is it going to be? Oh, you might get up to maybe. Well, you might be get up to maybe 40 degrees. So, heat wave in Canada.
All right. So, quickly, I just wanted to go ahead and say, you know, happy Memorial Day. I know you guys down in the States are going to be having Memorial mm-hmm. Day on Monday. And, of course, mm-hmm. in England, where we're talking about the Battle of England, it is going to be their bank holiday this weekend. That's why the UFC, I believe, is holding this event on a Sunday. And, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we have the life of the party herself, but we have the gambler in the house. Let's bring him in, DJ Tony.
Yay!
Showtime for Tennessee.
Showtime! You got to know when to hold
up.
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be
table.
There he is.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
How you doing,
hey, guys and gals. Hey, I'm doing
what
great.
Are you up
great this glad to be on with you guys tonight.
Well, we're glad
happy birthday,
to have
fam.
You as always.
Thank you. I'm going to eat some cake while I'm listening to y'all talk.
Well, you enjoy. You enjoy, Tammy. All right, all right. Showtime. We as the listeners to this show will know, we send a little heartfelt message out to you a couple of weeks ago, and we'll just leave it at that, and we'll go ahead and bring in the star of the show, deep
from the heart of Texas,
Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, Bellator is live and on stage delay. And
yes, right.
The UFC on Sunday. So I guess you and Tom are sandwiched in between two MMA fights. Kinky shit.
Right?
Kinky shit.
Hey, I'm down for some ground and pound.
Oh, what?
Nasty.
And then some rear naked chokes, yeah.
I'm down for all of that as well.
Especially naked. Especially naked.
Yes, thank you, Marco, for pointing that out. We are down. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, as I said at the top of the show, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to give you the Bellator 200 picks, main event only, and then you all can do your own spotlight fight of the night for that one, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the UFC card, which of course happens on Sunday, May 27th. Thompson versus Till. We're going to do the main event, give our picks for that, and then we're going to do everyone's favorite segment, Spotlight Fight of the Night. And I'm going back in last week's picks, and I do believe it was very, very close. I haven't done everything yet because, you know, when you have children, sometimes life gets in the way. But I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get to it later. I'm teasing it.
What a culo.
I'm going to tease it. We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. Okay, so let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Tony, let's get into Bellator 200. Cue the music. As I mentioned earlier on, ladies and gentlemen, this particular card was supposed to be headlined by Mirko Krokop versus Roy Nelson. Unfortunately, that is not going to happen anymore due to Krokop's garbage leg. Instead, we go to the middleweight division. Rafael Carvalho, who is the champion, going up against the dream catcher himself, Jaygard Mousasi. Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I got the updated odds here. Do we have the updated odds? No. Tony, if you want to send those to me, that's fine. Or if you want to chime in, go for it. Rafael Carvalho, 31 years of age, 15-1 against your boy. Showtime. Jaygard Mousasi himself, 32 years of age and with an impressive record. Let's be honest. 43-6-2. Tammy, I'm going to throw to you. What you
okay,
got? Okay.
Okay, you know, let me tell you what. The only thing I don't like about doing the Bellator card is it's really hard to find information on these fighters that haven't been in the UFC, only because the UFC has a better breakdown. And so I feel like you can find more information. I really couldn't find any information on Rafael, other than his last two wins were by a KO. So I don't know what his martial arts are, aside that he has 12 KOs and 3 decisions. So that would show me that maybe he's not a jiu-jitsu guy with 0 subs, and his only loss is by a sub. But you go with Gegard Mousasi. I just like saying that. Just really so nice off the tongue. Kickboxing, boxing, judo. He's a black belt in judo. 6 straight wins, 4 of them by KO. And Rafael, 2 of his last wins by KO. You know, Gegard is going to have to come out a little more aggressive. This guy, a little bit bigger than him, 2-inch reach advantage. And so I think Gegard is just going to have to come out and be more aggressive, kind of like he was with Weidman. But I'm picking him with the second round KO, TKO. Hello?
Pickett?
Okay.
Hello.
I heard all,
I'm sorry.
I heard five.
Everyone by surprise, Pam. You were so fantastic. You took everyone by surprise.
I thought Pam was going to go longer there. I thought Pam was going to go longer and
I was, but like I said, I couldn't find anything on the other guy. I mean, I went to Tapology, I went to Wikipedia, I couldn't find anything. So, like I said, I don't know what kind of martial arts he practices. So, but anyway, second round, KOTKO, Gegard Mousasi.
Okay, second round, Mousasi. Second round, Mousasi, TKO. All right. I got it, Pam. I just, you finished early, and I'm not expecting it. Showtime.
Sorry.
Let's throw to you. Okay, before you go, Showtime, let me give you the odds so you can comment on these odds. Rafael Covello is coming at us at a plus 285, and Gegard Mousasi is coming at us at a minus 345. Showtime, what'd you say about these odds, and who you got?
Those odds are, I like Gegard, to be honest. I'm familiar with the Carvalho kid. He's pretty tough. But I just don't. I'm looking at his competition, man. His last 5 or 6 fights, man. It's nothing for what Mousasi's been up against. I mean, Melvin Manhoff. I mean, that's probably a guy that you guys recognize that name. That, other than that, well, he beat Joe Schilling. I mean, that's Pam's guy, Joe Schilling.
Yes, I love him.
those two guys. I mean, other than that, you got a bunch of low level fighters. But I just think it's going to come down to, it's time for Mousasi to make a statement, man. I think this will probably be his statement fight, because his performances so far have been kind of lackluster. And I just like him with fighting this kid. Because I think this guy can be hit from his fight with Melvin Manhoff. I mean, he can be hit. And I think, Mousasi is going to make a statement. So I would take Mousasi in this. What round would I like? Probably maybe third round finish.
TKO KO?
Yeah, I think he's going to get him out of here. Yeah, I think he'll get him out of there.
Okay.
Statement fight for him.
Yeah, and Marco, we're going to say I'm actually going to do it properly this time. Marco will come last. I think the two, you and Pam, kind of are on the right track here. I think that Mousasi needs to make a statement here, one, in order to be a big star in Bellator. His debut fight wasn't all that great, let's be honest.
Nope.
And, that sometimes can happen with Mousasi. Sometimes he can get lulled into, not a very exciting fight. But, Rafael Covello, Tony kept sending me the appropriate pronunciation. I think that, you know, he's a champion for a reason right now. You know what I mean? He's very, very tough. And like you guys said, maybe the competition hasn't been on the level of Musasi, but stranger things have happened. I'm not going to pick him in this fight. I think that Gegard Mousasi is what Bellator needs to happen here. They need Gegard to get a win. I think that they need him to be impressive. I don't think he's going to be impressive. I think we're going to see a decision here by Mousasi. So I'm going to take Mousasi by decision. Marco, why don't you tell us how wrong all of us are?
You're all smoking dope because it's legal on the where you are. But, dude, I don't know what it is with Bellator, but they get the jinx bug biting them when they start this big, transfer from the USC. Mousasi looked like shit against Eslemenko, dude. Let's be honest. I mean, you can make the case that Eslemenko probably won that fight. It is what it is. Mousasi got away with the win. And, Carvalho, man, hasn't lost his very first fight. The guy's, for all intents and purposes, on a 55 winning streak, you know? And that is not an easy task to do, man. I mean, he beat Joe Chilin, that is a legit kickboxer. He beat Melvin Manjo twice, another legit kickboxer. And Alessio Sakara, you know, he got better days, but still, you know, he's a quality fighter. I mean, struggling, man. Everything said that Mousasi should win this fight. Everything tells me that Mousasi should win the fight. But I think we're underrating Carvalho a lot, man. Sadly enough, man, is the one champion of any major promotion that nobody knows. I mean, RJ Clifford on MMA Tonight in Sirius did this comparison. His assistant producer, Gabby, got 1,700 Twitter followers. Rafael Carvalho got 1,100. That should tell you how underrated this guy is. Nobody knows about him and how good he is. I am feeling an upset. It's just my gut feeling that the MMA gods like to freaking mess with Bellator. Mousasi did not really look great. I think he's going to underestimate this guy Carvalho, and Carvalho can crack, man. I'm going to pick Carvalho. This is a championship fight. We know he got hard, you know. I'm going to pick Carvalho to win via TKO in the third, dude. Yeah, I just got the gut feeling that the MMA gods are lining it all up for a big, big, big upset. And I'm picking Carvalho, pick your third round.
All right, fair enough. And ladies and gentlemen, the odds or the totals are in. And Pam, by the slightest margin,
yes.
DJ Tony for the win from last week, ladies and gentlemen. So,
yes.
Pam, once again, our reigning defending champ for next week. Pam, give you a victory.
What did I tell you? Ain't nobody going to take my belt. Nobody. Didn't I tell you?
Hey,
yeah. Those are good fights. I was letting you keep it warm for a week. That's all.
Okay. Can I still say Gino Canetis from Argentina con su madre? Can I still say Gino Canetis from Argentina hijo de puta?
Fuck
DJ Canetti, man. Fuck that guy.
Right.
What guy?
DJ Tony was talking about that. DJ Tony was talking about that on Monday. You know, even though your boy lost, you know, he said, you know, Marco is going to be outraged by the decision or the outcome of that fight. So, yeah, fits right in there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marco. Very much.
Still an Argentino hijo de puta.
All right, guys. So let's move right ahead, DJ Tony, to UFC Fight Night 130, and to the welterweight division we go. Showtime. We're going to start with you, Steven Wonderman Thompson is going head to head, as I said, in the battle of England against Liverpool's only Liverpool's one and only. Man, he's from Liverpool. He's a Scouser. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I got that right. The CME boys, they were playing a little game. It's a Scouser. So, Showtime, I'm going to throw to you, and I'm going to give you the odds right here that I have. Wonder Boy, or the Wonder Man, is at a plus 105 until coming back at it to the minus 125. Of course, let me give you their respective records. Stephen Thompson at, of course, number one, ranked 14-2-1. Darren Till, number eight. Of course, he calls himself the Gorilla. I don't know how well that goes over. At 16-0-1. Showtime, I throw to you. What you got?
I'm going to drop my money on Stephen Thompson just as quick as I can. Looking at this, you know, him being a dog right now. I think it's levels to this shit, man. I mean, this the same Darren Till that I saw, you know, he fought a guy that's not even in the UFC anymore and barely escaped, you know, by the skin of his teeth. And I just think this is, you know, what they say, styles make fights. And I think he's fighting the right guy where he can come in because he's aggressive. So I just think Steven is going to sit back and counter him when he comes in. And we may see this kid get stopped because I think this is a big fight for Wonderboy too. Just think about, you know, with his losses to Whitley statement right now. You basically got a young, hungry lion doing a bunch of barking, calling him out. And it's just levels to the shit, man. I don't see Darren Till being able to beat Stephen Thompson. I mean, if you basically put a gun to my head and told me, you know, asked me who I had to take, it's going to be Stephen Thompson. It's not even close. I'm actually sitting here looking at this card right now and see a couple of dogs that I want to drop a little cash on. But I have Stephen Thompson. Right. He won't go the distance, I don't think. Or, you know what, or he may win a decision. Stephen may just point fight in the whole fight and just, you know, strike, stay at a distance, you know, counter him. You know, just let Till's aggressiveness work against him. That's what I think is going to happen. Because he's very aggressive. And you know, when you're fighting Stephen Thompson and you're an aggressive fighter, just from some of the fights of the past, his counter-striking is amazing.
Okay. So you have a Thompson by what? Are you going to go to decision, sir?
Yeah. I'll just have Thompson. I'll just be safe and take Thompson by decision. But he's going to dominate this fight, though.
Okay.
Till may have a little glory in here. Yeah. Thompson by decision.
Okay, so I'm gonna put domination down here as well. But Showtime, while I've still got you, why don't you give the listeners a little seed here? What do you think? What do you think are some safe bets, some underdogs that you saw? You said you saw some underdogs. What do you got? Just give us two.
I like Darren Stewart, very, very explosive guy. I just hope he don't shoot as wide against Spicely. That's a fight that he can win if he just don't shoot as wide too early. And where's another fight at on here? I just saw it.
Hey,
I actually like
Lena
Landsberg. I like her at plus 105 as well. So
I
like those.
All right,
two dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have two. Good underdog bet from Showtime. Marco, let's throw to you on this particular fight. What you got? You got Thompson or you got Till?
Well, first of all, I'm super surprised that the line shifted so much because early in the week, Thompson was the favorite by 165, and now he's the underdog. A lot of money came on Till. Interesting.
Yep.
I am concerned about Wonder Guy, Wonder Dude, Wonder... I am concerned because he got issues with his hands, man. He broke his hands, you know, his last fight, and they haven't healed properly. I mean, he went through the surgery. Even he had recognized that he cannot make a full fist sometimes, but he still took the fight. That concerns me that it's going to affect him. It's going to make him more hesitant to throw because he doesn't want to re-break the hand. Dude, I get the feeling that, you know, this is still time to shine. It's a lot also known about this kid, but you cannot deny his physicality. The guy is humongous for 170. He walks around at 200 and he looks like a bodybuilder. The guy is 16-0-1. Yeah, that is true. Prior to coming to the UFC, he was knocking everybody out. And he got a Kyle Arrea knockout against Donald Cerrone. I'm ready with Till, man. I'm gonna buy the hype.
Okay.
I think he's going to be able to physically corral Thompson. And he's going to be willing to take one to give one. And I think when he gets one, he's going to be he's going to affect the fight more than the Thompson kicks, because Thompson either is going to have to stay behind his kicks because he won't want to throw his hand, man. I told you that. He even recognized that his hand is still affecting him for the surgery. I don't see the hand is fully healed, so he won't be able to crack on the counters as hard as Till will. And if Till connects, it's gonna be ugly. We know that Thompson can take a punch. We've seen it. I mean, the guy had a million kickboxing fights, and I know he took the best punches that freaking Tyron Woodley could take, but he can be touched. Tyron Woodley touched him and hurt him. There are people that got to knock him out, but I think because he's gonna have the crowd on his back, and because I think he's gonna do the more damage, he's gonna win a very, very close 48-47 decision. So give me Till on a decision on this five rounder.
Okay, so Marco going with a 48-47 decision. Showtime also taking a decision, but from Thompson. So Pam, I throw to you. What you got?
Okie dokie. Okay, this one's going to be long because I found all kinds of interesting tidbits.
That's fine.
Here. Okay. This is, I think this is going to be a really good fight. It's a really good matchup for both of them. Both of them, you know, 6 feet tall. Thompson, 75-inch reach, so one-inch reach advantage. And Till, with the legs, has a one-inch reach advantage. So, you know, everybody's, you know, all about Till, whooping ass. The biggest name that he has beat is Donald Cerrone, who is actually coming off of two losses before he took this fight to Till. So, of course, he won that with the TKO. But before that, his last KO was in 2015. So, you know, do whatever with that. But a great striker, Muay Thai, Lucha Libre, 10 KOs, 2 subs, 4 decisions. But you've got Stephen Thompson, great striking, great conditioning. Till has never gone 5 rounds. So cardio, I don't know. And again, we talk about all those big old muscles, use up all that energy, you're going to get tired. Stephen Thompson has losses to Woodley and Matt Brown, 2012, who was in his prime. So that was, you know, crazy-ass Matt Brown. Has a win over Whitaker, Rory Mack, Patrick Cote, post-USADA Hendricks, and he has a win over Masvidal. So, you know, I'm going to take Thompson, but I'm going to go with a third-round TKO body shots.
Sorry, third round TKO?
Uh-huh. And I want to say it's going to do some body shots, like kicks to the to the body.
Yeah, I got that down. Pam, again, finishing
good.
Unexpectedly. But that's okay. I mean, I don't mind. I'm okay with Pam finishing early and often. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
That's what he said.
Okay, so I'm going to go 100% here the same way as you guys. Well, Marco's taking Till, but I think that you guys are on the same track as me. I think that Till really hasn't had this kind of high-level competition before. It's going to be a very, very good test for him. And as I have said earlier, in shows in the past, I think that if Darren Till can work his game and figure out Stephen Thompson, he can get a win, no doubt. I mean, like Marco said, he's got big power, you know, and it could finish early. But we have to consider that Stephen Thompson hasn't gone against a champ. He's gone against a champ twice, and he's seen, you know, that big power, and he's we've alluded to, if he gets clipped, yeah, he gets affected by it, just like everybody does. GSP was on Rogan this week, and he said, you know, everybody gets affected by power. I mean, if the shot is right, if the shot is technical, if it's right on the button, like I've been saying, anybody can go down. I think Stephen Thompson is going to be able to keep this guy at bay. I think that the big power of Till is going to be on display, but, you know, Stephen Thompson isn't Cowboy Cerrone, okay? He's a big guy. He's got a very, very impressive record in, I think it's Point Karate. And
Till and he's
is coming
adorable.
Up. I mean, yeah, you know, Pam is, if you look at Pam's Twitter, she posted a very, very nice picture of herself and
so
the Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean we can't hold that against him. And of course Till has the worst he now receives the worst tattoo in MMA. He's taking
Lord.
That from yeah.
Worse than the damage.
Well, the damage is fine. I mean,
that's an awful.
Let's
awful.
Be honest. The worst tattoo. has to be Johnny Cash. I mean, right, Marco? I mean, that's the worst tattoo in MMA, right?
I'm gonna ask Sam for. I seen that gorilla in Conor McGregor's chest. That was awful. But who knows?
All right.
What's it? I thought it was a tiger this whole time. It's a gorilla.
There's a gorilla and there's a tiger underneath it. Let's not get into it. We don't have time.
Anyways,
we got
whatever.
To do other things.
Yeah.
We have to do other things. Tony has already texted me telling, let's wrap this up. Okay, so I'm
tell him no mames. No mames, Tony.
I'm going to take Thompson as well. I'm going to take him by third round TKO. Okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Let's do everyone's favorite segment of the show. Spotlight for the night. Tony, if you got some music, play it.
Play my music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to throw to Pam. What is your
that's
spotlight
not my music.
For the night?
Where's my music?
This is your music. Get used to it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'm going with Elias and Trevor Smith.
Oh, we're
and,
going to the early fight past prelims.
Yeah. Oh, did you say... This is spotlight fight, you said, right?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, yeah, that's my spotlight fight. That's who I was going to be. Well, because, yeah, that's my spotlight fight. So I'm going with Elias because he has pretty hair. No, I'm kidding. You know what
okay,
I like?
Steve
he's great, great cardio, Muay Thai. The only thing that bugs me is he's so technical that I think he tries to be too careful and... sometimes not as exciting as you would want to be, but I'm picking him by decision.
Okay, so, I mean, the records are pretty equal. I mean, they have the same amount of wins. Trevor Smith has Hot Sauce, of course, is his nickname, has 7 losses to Theodore's 2 losses. So you're going to take Elias by, sorry, one more time?
Decision.
Wow.
Decision.
That's exciting. All right, we're going to throw to Showtime from Tennessee. And Showtime, we have to get you in on the worst tattoo in MMA. Do you think that it's Conor McGregor? Do you think it's the Johnny Cash tattoo? Or do you think that Darren Till has the worst tattoo in MMA?
Well, you know what? I'm going to put a third guy in there, too, that's I guess we still can consider him being a MMA guy, even though he's a wrestler. I have to throw that Brock Lesnar tattoo in there, too. But just being so big.
Oh, that phallic?
Yeah.
Penis.
Yeah, I had to put him in there, too. He's in the same room with those guys as far as those bad tattoos, because those are big tattoos. You know, I can see if you put a little small tattoo somewhere, but that's something that you can't hide. I mean, you really can't cover that up. That's them.
All right, Showtime.
I'm looking at
the
worst tattoos. Let me see.
You know what? By me being here, being down here in Mississippi right now, being a Mississippi native, I got to go with
that a boy
guy, Jason Mississippi Mean Knight versus
Championship.
How do you pronounce this? Amara Rukani?
Amir
is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, Amir
Rukani. Amir Rukani, yeah.
Amir Rukani.
This is going to be a fight. Yes, sir. This is gonna be a scrap. I mean, yeah. I can't. Actually, I was looking at this when they first when they announced this fight. I said, okay, that's gonna be an exciting fight. And, you know, you're gonna see these guys go at it. And you know, any fight Jason Knight is in, it's gonna be an exciting fight. And he has a game guy across the octagon from him. So this is my fight of the night. Spotlight fight of the
night. That's gonna be a good one.
Okay, do you have a?
That's all you had to say.
Do you have a finish, please? Round and finish.
You know what? I think we're gonna get a decision. I don't think we'll get a finish out of this, man. I think this will just be three rounds of scrapping. You know, it'll be a decision. I like Knight. I think he's gonna bounce back. This is a big fight for him as well. You got a lot of guys on here, man, that's on losing streaks that need to bounce back. And I think this will be a big fight for him to try to bounce back and get a win in the hostile territories.
All right. I mean, everybody's playing it safe tonight. I'm gonna take myself spotlight fight of the night. You know, I like Dad Bod, Daniel Kelly. He's on this card, 13-3-0. Dad Bod. Daniel Kelly against Tom Breeze. I'm going to take Dad Bod. I'm going to take him by wrestle fuck, as Marco would like to say. But I'm thinking he's going to get it done. I think he's going to get it done in a second.
I just saw the
Johnny
Cash tattoo.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take Kelly submission, surprisingly enough, in the second. All right, Marco. Spotlight for the night, please.
My spotlight fight of the night, completely going against all convention. I'm going to pick up one from Bellator. Michael Beron Page versus David Rickles.
All right.
The article main and Bellator, this is one of the fights I'm keeping an eye on. And I see Michael Beron Page is going to get a knockout on the second round, man. He's going to come back to form and wow everybody up in England on Friday on Ted Delay. What are you doing? Fuck Ted Delay. But, I'm picking MVP to knock out Rickles in the second.
All right. Marco going a different way here and taking his spotlight fight of the night from Bellator 200. I thank you very much, Marco, for doing that and mixing it up. And you know what? It's a good fight. I mean, we've been excited about MVP for a while. Is David Rickles, a step up for him? I don't know. Maybe he is.
I'm excited for the walkout.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. I mean, Bellator is going to be a great card. If you're in the area in England, if you're in London, go check it out. If you're not, watch it on live TV. And if you're in North America, they say go fuck yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, hey, wait, real quick question before. Is it Friday or is it Saturday? I'm confused.
No, it's Friday.
Because Friday the 25th.
Yeah, but Bellator
tomorrow,
is not
like,
live. Yes, tomorrow. Bellator is not live and direct. It's going to be on
Facebook. Okay, because on our notes it said Saturday, and I'm like, what the, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's mañana. Okay.
Yeah, mañana. Yeah,
okay.
It may be on tape delay. All right.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here for tonight. That is hashtag SmackMyPicksUp, hashtag DownWithThePickness for this evening. This will come out right away. Stay tuned for bonus content. It is coming up. Pam, do you have a Twitter follow of the week at all?
You know what? George St. Pierre. Follow him because he put out the funniest little clip of him talking about how he poisoned Nick Diaz. And if you haven't seen it, it's a freaking riot, man. So George St. Pierre, I love him.
Yeah, he's the man. He is the man. Showtime from Tennessee. Let's throw to you. Do you have a spotlight fight of the night? Do you have anything else to say that you want to get on the airwaves? Please, the floor is yours. Take as much time as you'd like.
Hey, I want to tell some guys I know that, you know, guys and gals, that check this little young lady out, Meatball Molly. Just going to make her UFC debut, man. I've watched her fight in Cage Warriors, and she's won a lot of money for me in Cage Warriors. So, wow. I think she's fighting on the undercard, man, and she's always shows up in a very, very exciting fight, if you guys are not familiar with her.
Oh, so you're talking about the UFC card, Thompson versus Till?
Yeah.
She's fighting Jillian Robertson. Okay, from Canada?
Yep.
All right. Molly McCann, Meatball from England. In Showtime, I know you didn't get the memo. Just stay on the line. We're just going to end this show, and then we're going to do some bonus coverage. I want you to stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Marco, before we throw to you, I'm gonna say 100% to our English fans, listen, catch Bellator 200 in London, England on Friday. And if you can, go ahead down to Liverpool, England, and catch UFC Fight Night, Thompson versus Till. And if you can't do that, go ahead and check out Scribby's Pip. He's doing a comedy festival down there in your area. I can't remember where it's from right now because, of course, every time I want to say something, my brain goes dead. Marco, close the show.
So, I've been watching a lot of hockey thanks to the Golden Knights and the freaking Washington Capitals. Even though that Mia Khalifa was such a big fan of the freaking Washington Capitals, now I know. Follow Mia Khalifa. So, be happy. Follow Tony and Digitani, follow Producer Pradio, follow Para Pandora Balls, follow Showtime at Raimundo, follow me at Maldo Marco, show that another MMA cast, write on review as Nacho hit 2-5 this weekend, Friday and Sunday for the UFC in the early afternoon. So, with that, I'll leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Stay tuned for additional content. Enjoy the fight.
And just like that, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.